welcome to the No Time Away From God album session. Vocalist Mr. Ron Marshall. Y'all enjoy.
And welcome, 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 welcome to another segment from our new team, View of the Kingdom, out of Pine Bluff, Arkansas, on Let's Do It Radio. The topic for these four women of God are bringing to the worldwide listening audience, which is one we can't get enough of, entitled The Ideal Man for the Ideal Woman. Today is Thursday, April 28th, 2022, and I am Miss Inez, your hostess for the evening, CEO and fashion designer of Anais.co Designs, broadcasting to you worldwide. So please call into the show at 845-241-9985 to join in the conversation. I can't wait to hear about who the ideal man is for the ideal woman from their perspective. But introductions first of this evening's guest panel are Stephanie Jordan, who teaches our baby girls, our teenagers, our young ladies, and adults, women, God's blueprint for the ideal woman. And boy, she talked about it last time. It was wonderful, 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 wonderful. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And as we go forward, let me get this correct now, okay? And so we're going to bring her in on an applause. Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you. And then next we have Prophetess May Carroll. And she's used as a dream interpreter, counselor, healer, and mouthpiece for Jesus Christ, ministered all over the world, including Africa, Canada, etc., just all over the world. So you can imagine where she has been. And she's also the overseer of Women of Fire Intercessory Prayer. And we will give her a round of applause as well. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and welcome. It wants to go when it wants to be. You know. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Next, we have Shawana Williams. I'm going to get her name right this time, who is a renowned published author, playwright, poet, and an intercessory prayer warrior as well. Her motto is, if it ain't about Jesus, it ain't about nothing. So let's give her a round of applause as well. Welcome, 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 Shawana. She did a lovely time. And last but not least, we have Sheila Owens Brown, who loves God, who loves her God-appointed career in a ministry and a passion of helping women who have been bruised and hurt by life's interruption. Now that we are in the hands of the women of God, as they take it away after a word of prayer, and then they will begin their discussion. Go ahead, Stephanie.
Father in heaven, we thank you today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we're asking you, hallelujah, oh God, that your Holy Spirit will reside on this phone line. It will rain, God. Lord, we're praying in Jesus' name that you will put the right people on, hallelujah, and that you will use us, oh God, as humble vessels. Father God, we're asking in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that you'll be pleased with the fruit of our lips, Lord. Hallelujah. And that a fresh anointing will fall, God. Praying, oh God, that you will draw women, draw them, and hallelujah, draw them, oh God, to hear the words of your service. Father God, we love you. We welcome you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thanking you.
Yeah.
In Jesus Christ's holy name. Amen. Lord.
Ladies, before we get started, I just want you to know that in the stats for last week's, Who is God's Ideal Woman, we have had 94 people listen to your segment over the last week, 94. So I want to give you another round of applause because that is just tremendous. And so I just thank you all for joining us today. again and just being here. And that's wonderful, and it keeps going up and up and up and up. So we're gonna get past 100. And so this is the next segment to your show, I should say, The Ideal Man for the Ideal Woman. Thank you. Go ahead.
Well, praise God. I give God the glory
Amen.
For that number. We're constantly expecting a mighty move from God, because this is all about God. This is not about us.
Yes.
It's all about God.
Mm-hmm.
God. And as we had discussed in the last segment, we were talking about mm-hmm. God's ideal woman. But we know that we began from man. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
It talks about it in Genesis chapter 2. It talks about how God created man in his own image, created he Adam. And praise God. And when he created Adam, and time went on, and Adam went about doing what God created him to do, and that was to take dominion over the fowls of the earth, the creeping things. And as he was about doing those things, again, God's order, God realized, which he already knew, that Adam was mm-hmm. alone. The animals had mates, and you know, the creeping things had mates, but there was no suitable mate for Adam. And so God mm-hmm. took the rib. He allowed Adam to be put in a deep sleep, and God performed the first surgery. And that's when he took the rib from Adam. Praise God, and create, he formed, praise God, he formed Eve, praise God. But God, he had an order, and his order was for Adam and Eve to walk in unison as one, not for her to walk ahead of him or behind him, but
mm-hmm.
as one. And praise God, as we have seen, as time has gone by and how things have changed, that man has got out of order according to God's creation. God created man. Again, he created him first, but as time went on, again, there was out of order. And we're going to bring it to what's going on today, because if anyone wants
mm-hmm.
to, that's just the foundation of how God created man, and he had intentions for man. And then, as we see on today, that our men, praise God, they're no longer walking in the position as God created them to. He has gotten
mm-hmm.
so out of order. And he's gotten out of order because he's not acknowledging God in everything that he does. He's not walking as a man of God, because now we have a lot of our men, they're, sad to say, they're trying to walk as a woman. Praise God.
Mm.
But that's not God's order. It is not God's order. And then, as we continue to look, we see that men no longer, you know, they used to be the head of the household. After the fall of man, God commissioned man to be the head of the house. He was to go out and work and to provide for his family. But as we see today, men don't even want to go to work anymore. They don't want to work outside the home. They don't want to work inside the home. And again, this is not all men, but this is definitely not God's ideal man, because God has, again, an order. And on today, we're going to be discussing not only what God's purpose of an ideal man is, but we're also going to touch on the things that make man not the ideal man. As far as women, you know, we have an opinion and we have an idea of what we want in a man. But God's plan for man in woman's life may be a little bit different than what we think. And we're going to have someone, we're going to talk about how women should have a mindset to come out of what their opinion of the ideal man is. because our poor women on today, they're thinking that if a man, he'll hit you upside the head, that's showing love. Mm-hmm. That's not true. A man dressing in a disorderly fashion, that's not God's idea, man. But again, I'm going to leave that for someone else to discuss. And I just want you all to sit and to relax. And we're going to start, after my little introduction, we're going to start with what are women, young women, middle age, older women, what they're looking at as their ideal man, but what God is frowning on as far as the ideal man according to world standards. So I'm going to give it over to Sheila, and let's see what she has to say.
Man, praise God. We were thinking about, of course, God's ideal man, but we were also thinking about the man that we sometimes look at as women, you know, who's not God's ideal man. So I was kind of thinking, you know, talking to young ladies, middle-aged ladies, people, you know, even my age, God's ideal man for the ideal woman, what doesn't fit this profile? We're talking about what doesn't fit. So what doesn't fit is the men that wear their pants below their buttocks. That doesn't fit in the category for God's ideal man. This man that I'm talking about, the man who doesn't fit God's profile, this man disrespects his woman. He also can pressure this woman for sex. This is the kind of man that, who doesn't fit the profile. He's the kind of man that will abuse you, whether it's physically, mentally, or sexually, emotionally. He'll abuse you. This particular guy, he doesn't have sexual relationships with just you. He may be having sexual relationships with two or three more other women at the same time. This guy, he could be selfish. He could be controlling. This guy, he may play on your emotions, keep you on maybe a mental or emotional roller coaster ride just to get you to do what he wants to do. They play with your mind. They do these things. So this is not God's ideal man. This man also, he's the kind of guy that may endanger your life or even your livelihood in some kind of way. He's the kind of he's the one that'll drop you off at work. He'll keep your car all day long, pick up his other women, lay around on the couch, eating up everything he can find. And then he won't even pick you up on time for work. And these are some. This is something that I can witness to. I've worked with women whose man, or husband, has dropped them off at work at 7 o'clock in the morning. When we leave at 3:30, still sitting there. 4 o'clock, they're still sitting there, waiting on their man to come pick them up. Have no idea where he was. What he's done. Also, this is the same type of guy that on payday, he's right there to pick up your paycheck or pick you up so that you can catch your paycheck. And this was before we had a direct deposit. But this guy also, this is the kind of guy that will convince you to take the rap for some of the illegal things that he does. I've known many young ladies who have gone to jail or even gone to prison because they love this man so much that they were willing to take the rap for whatever it was that he's done. Young ladies will smuggle contraband into the jails and prisons, and they're doing this for the guy they think is the ideal guy, a guy. But this is not God's ideal guy. They look at guys who may challenge their love, you know. And by challenging their love, I mean they'll be the guy who says, baby, if you love me, you know, if you really love me, you'll do this for me or you'll do that for me. And these type of men will make you compromise your value. You know, you have value, you already have values and standards that you were living by maybe prior to meeting this man. And so he'll be that one to just say, oh, baby, if you just, you know, just do this and let me know that you're doing this, you know, you're doing this because you love me. And she'll end up participating in things that she knows is against her own moral value. So she'll compromise her standards. She'll lower her standards. Just to please that man who is not the ideal man. This kind of guy, he'll insist on you changing for him. He'll insist on you changing in some form or fashion just for him. But the ideal man of God will love you flaws and all. And that way you two can grow together. And then there's the guy that when you break up with him, he's the kind of guy that'll stalk you. He's looking for some kind of way to or discredit you or even slander your name. He said this guy also is a guy that's jealous or controlling. And he's one of those guys that'll say, if I can't have you, then nobody can have you. And so there's a chance for there's the abuse there. You know, some women have even been killed because he said, if I can't have you, then nobody's going to have you. So as women, we are looking for companionship. But the question is, at what price? At what cost? What are you willing to go through? What are you willing to settle for? You know, what is the cost? So for you having someone that's less at that time than God wants you to have. So it can cause you a loss of respect, self-respect, a loss of dignity, and even a loss of self-esteem. And becoming someone, you'll end up becoming someone that you don't even recognize when you look at her in the mirror. So again, the question is, what is the price that you're willing to pay to not have the ideal man of God?
Praise God, and the thing about it is that our men, again, not all men, praise God, God still has some remnants out there that are believing and are trusted in his word, that is loving and compassionate. They're praying and they're doing all that God would have them to do. But again, those ideal men it's almost as if they're fading out and becoming obsolete, but they're there. And even if a man is on this line and he's hearing this, and some of those characteristics that Sheila just mentioned, if they find themselves in those, or they find they can find themselves identifying with several of them, I don't care if it's one, then this is the time they need to sit down and rethink. They can't do it on their own. They have to be changed by God. And it's not an outward change. It's not that. It's an inward change. They're going to have to begin to realize, I don't want to do that anymore. God, he wants to bless our men. He wants our men to get back in the position so that they can be used by God in a mighty way. We want that. That's what we want. We sit around as women that have been single for years, waiting on God, because we want God's ideal man for us. And I'm speaking to every single woman out there. That's what we're looking for. We're expecting. I'm not going to say we're looking, because the word tells us that a man who finds a wife finds a good thing. So we're not looking, but this is what a lot of the men today, as Sheila described, this is what they look like. This is what they sound like. That's what they act like. But God, not man, not woman, but God's ideal man is higher. The thoughts are higher. The expectation is so much higher. And praise God. And I'm going to chime in, Ms. Shawana. Let's see what she has to say about this matter.
All right.
Amen. Amen. Come on.
Have a few words to say.
My thoughts on the matter is, first of all, the ideal man for the ideal woman of God, this is a man that understands his own identity in Jesus Christ. Before he can even begin to seek after one of God's daughters, he's got to have spiritual training. And what I mean by that, one of the things he needs to understand, the art of lovemaking. Now, I'm not about to go into sex ed with you all. What I mean by that is this. Oftentimes when we hear lovemaking, you think of intercourse. You think of the bedroom. The lovemaking that I'm speaking of is the affirmations before you hit the bedroom. The woman of God, the woman that's after God's own heart, she's a loving woman. She's a very gentle woman. She's a woman, we have different desires. For instance, maybe if you're in the kitchen and you're cooking, you want a hug. You want a little kiss on the cheek, or you want him to notice that you just bought a new dress. You want him to recognize, hey, you're working hard, you're raising my kids. You know, those are affirmations that we need, because, see, the ideal man of God is going to understand the way I treat her outside of the bedroom is going to give me the best results in my bedroom. And also, he's a very patient man. And the reason why patience is so very important is because as women, we go through so many things, especially in our body. And that leads me to say the ideal man of God is a man that has to have, he has to have past 20/20 vision. And you might say, how is he going to get that? You know, he wears glasses. He doesn't, what I'm talking about is spiritual. This is a man that's seeking God. This is a man that's praying over the family. This is the man that's, he's asking God, God, show me how to love her. Show me how to understand her. This is the man. Thank you, God. Feel the Holy Spirit, y'all. This is the man that wants her so badly, that wants to love her in the way that God wants to love, that he can't help but pray for her. Because as women, you know, if you're the man that's looking for her for the outside, you know, think of it like this. She might have a Coca-Cola bottle figure when you meet her. You pump a few babies in her, and she might look like a 2-liter after a few years. It happens.
That's good. That's
really
good.
Brick house. You remember that song, Brick House? She might be a brick house. Wait a few years, you might have an apartment building. It sounds funny, doesn't it? It does. It sounds funny. But the truth about it is this. Our physical appearances change. You know, hair might be dark when you meet her. 40, 50, 60, 70, she might begin to have silver streaks. So if you're only in love with the outward appearance of this woman and never connected with her spiritually, see, if you're the ideal man of God, you're going to understand. You're going to want to go past her look. You're going to want to know the secrets of her heart. You're going to take time to converse with her. You're going to want to know, why are you talking like that? Why did you do that? If that's a patient man, you got to be a patient man. Because looks change for male and female. We know that we get older. Looks change. Things that are up, go down. You know, things that, we all know. We're grown. We know what it is. But when you're connected to that woman, the daughter of God, and I'm speaking of a woman that loves God. I'm talking about the virtuous woman. I am speaking of the obedient woman. I'm speaking of the woman that serves God with her whole heart. If you want that woman, that ideal man, he has to go through Christ. There's no other way.
Yeah.
As women, we can be complex creatures. We change. We have menstrual cycles, okay? Sometimes that gives us mood swings. Sometimes we don't want to be bothered. We're hot. Go, move, move. He has to understand, study her body. Study it. Study it. And see, as women, when you give us that, we'll give you everything. That's the ideal man. This is a man I'm going to pass it because I'll go on and on. But looking in Genesis chapter 2, verse 23,
And it was after the first operation. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man. Right then, Adam understood. Adam understood that this woman is a part of me. He didn't look at her as an object. He didn't look at her as I'm going to get her and we can have Cain, Abel, and 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 more of them. He understood that God had just did something great. He took something out of my body and put it in her. That's a spiritual connection. And God has been desiring that for his daughters, for his sons, ever since the beginning. And so, again, the ideal man, to sum it all up, this got to be, this has to be a man after God's own heart. Because I am telling you, I'm a woman. To deal with a woman, whether we're in Christ or not, you're going to need some help. And it's just the truth. Now, I have much more to say, but I'm going to pass. I'm going to pass it. Praise God to the prophets. And I'm, amen. I got my seatbelt on, prophets. Amen.
I was going to say, don't stop now. Keep, don't stop. Get it, get it. If it's in you, let it out, too, because this is words that we need to hear. This is words that we all need to hear, because we have been lost. We don't know what the ideal person is. We think we do, but, you know, bring it in a circular, you know, back to the circle, it gives us a full, a whole picture. So thank you. But no, you don't stop it. You got more. I mean, hey, I can add some more time to this, so you don't have to stop.
Okay, I do, but I understand. I yield to the Holy Spirit, and he's saying it's time for the prophets. Praise God.
Okay, 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 okay.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Thank you.
Amen.
From this point, my point or opinion on Na is that I think about in the ideal man for the ideal woman of God, I think about Abraham, I think about Nehemiah, I think about Joseph, I think about David. These men, they, in this generation of time that we are living in now, they do exist. And these men of renown, these the ancient old world men, they are the honorable men whom belong to a class of men after God's own heart. For instance, David. David, according to the Bible, was a man after God's own heart. And when I was thinking about that, and I said, I'm going to think about and talk about some of the characteristics, qualities, the mindset that set such men apart from just being just men. The ideal man has a heart that obeys God. Like David, we all know the story of David, who was a man after God's own heart. The ideal David yearned to please God, although he had his faults. He was attracted to a married woman, had her husband killed. He accepted his punishment from God. He was forgiven. And David prayed and still was a man after God's own heart. David, because he desired to do all God's will, God spoke and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, to be a man with my own heart who will carry out all my will. Our God testified to this. When you read the Bible, all through Scripture, it shows you the character with clarity that men who desired God were men of prayer. The ideal man seeks God and prays without ceasing. Jesus Christ was a praying man. The ideal man is used by God. Abraham, from the day God told him to leave his family, got out of his country and went to a foreign land. This man, Abraham, he built altars unto God and also called upon the name of the Lord at Morah in the land of Canaan. Abraham believed the Lord, and he credited to him as righteousness. So Abraham, as being the ideal man of God, commanded him, did everything that God commanded him to do. It was required of him, and he obeyed. So the ideal man of God, it is very important that he knows God's will and obeys it. So the ideal man of God, it displays his involved in true spiritual growth. And it's the key to being a God man. This is what an ideal woman of God is desiring in her life, knowing God's word and obeying it. The ideal man will do so. The ideal man for the ideal woman will search. He will lead her through the proverbs of a virtuous woman. The ideal man for the ideal woman lifestyle or attitude is a life of consistent prayer, direction, instruction, and move ability, answering to the call of what God says to do. He invests time. He makes time vital to being a marksman of God and a man after God's own heart. The ideal man has a solitary place where he can pray and talk to God for strength and guidance. For the single or married, he sets aside both a time and a place in starting his very own spiritual growth. You see, you're getting yourself prepared for the ideal woman of God. The ideal man seeks a praying woman. He observes and looks for the attributes plus character of the ideal woman. The ideal man is an honest man, a man of vision and godly concern. The ideal man desires a strong relationship with God and abides in the word of God. He searches his own heart and careful with his innermost thoughts. Take, for instance, David. Think about it for a moment. To me, David is one of the most strong and capable men of the Bible, because being a man after God's own heart, David aimed to please God. David was not afraid. The ideal man, he will not be afraid. David had no fear. The ideal man, although he may fear, he will conquer that fear. Did not David fight a bear and defeated him? Did not he fight a lion and also defeated him? Next, David killed Goliath, the giant. Remember, David was just a little shepherd boy, the youngest of his brothers, who attended sheep, yet David had a big heart. The ideal man of God for the ideal woman of God would be a great leader of men, a builder of his house, like David, who built the city of David. He was also one of the greatest renowned men of the old world. The ideal man of God would be a man's man, a leader's leader, one who rules his home well, establishes the foundation of how to manage well, and David, the ideal man, was a warrior's warrior. The ideal man for the ideal woman has a kind and tender heart. He is concerned about her health, her mind, her body, and her needs. what David had, David had a tender heart toward God also. The ideal man of God, for the ideal woman of God, knows that God knows him who knows where mm-hmm. his place is. The ideal man is a man with wisdom and is not afraid to verbalize his love for the ideal woman of God. The ideal man must put into practice what he preached. How he treats the ideal woman. He is not mean to her. He doesn't verbal abuse her. He doesn't physically abuse her. Neither abandon her. He comforts her. She comforts him. And they complement each other. The ideal man of God, for the ideal woman of God, respects and gives God praise for the ideal woman God has presented to him. Adam, in Genesis 2 and 23, it is written, "She is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of me." The ideal man, for the ideal woman, is so in tune to her that he is in touch with her soul and her spirit. He has eyes for her only, and she has eyes for him only, as he prays and seeks God's divine instructions on how to handle her. He develops mm-hmm. a gratitude, a perspective of how to love and care for her, and he, the man, doesn't abuse his place with her because God holds him accountable for how he treats her. She needs spiritual stimulation in nurturing her mind and her strength. The ideal man has a willingness to serve, getting rid of selfish tendencies, and being a servant to himself. He is a model of the man of God, what God wants him to do and to be. The ideal man also has values, morals, and standards. A man's attitude should be like Jesus Christ, Christ-like. He should be humble and show humility, being obedient to death and to life. Men have to be obedient to in deed and in works, attending the priorities of God is one thing he has to do to be an ideal man, and the ideal woman of God can see the life of Jesus shining forth through him. She can see his life, his spirit, and be confident in knowing he is her man. The ideal man, for the ideal woman, prays and thinks about, as a married man, what does it really mean for a husband to love his wife? And as being a man, is preparing himself to conform to how to be a husband to the woman, he ponders her worth. Do you know that when you act and show and do like God wants you to, as that kind of man, you are joined to God? My class is on. God and one with a godly kingdom mindset. The ideal man, when married, has a continual reflection of himself and the ideal of a godly husband, love, and responsibility. Therefore, he vows to be the best that he can be to his ideal woman of God. And so many I see in marriages forget the vows that they've stood before each other, the witnesses, and in front of God, and agreed to, but they have forgotten. They lack the importance of unity, bonding, mm-hmm. and sharing, and certainly becoming one flesh. Two lives going together, to make one whole. In this, God's rule and sacred relationship of his loveship of marriage. For the single man, the ideal man is preparation, being fixed, built, disciplined, obedient, honest, he prays, and he's being molded and grounded. The ideal man will touch her soul and her spirit as she has readied herself for him, and she will enjoy him and forever want to be with him only. In her heart, there will be no desire or thought for another man. And I'm using myself for an example. As for myself, I know my worth, and I know what I want, even to the depth of my ideal of a godly man in my life. And I prayed and talked to the Lord and told the God of the ideal man the characteristics of the man who seeks me. And until he finds me, he's still limping, but his rib is missing. In all capital letters. I'm sorry. Therefore, the ideal man is getting set and getting ready. This man will know, in capital letters, he is the best of the better man that is presented with me. The ideal man for the ideal woman practices what he promises are promised for her. Just like it is said to the husband in Ephesians 5:25, it is written, husband, love your wife even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. And it also goes on to say that Jesus Christ gave himself up to give us that hope in loving each other as he loved the church. Officially filling the marriage certificate to love each other unconditionally with a pure heart of pure truth. In the 27th verse, it is written that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men, 28, to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. So the ideal man for the ideal woman will love the ideal woman in plenty and in want all the days presented to them throughout this beautiful journey. Your lady has been prepared for you. So the ideal man of God has been seeking to find such a lady as this. What's his is hers, and what's hers is his. You know that is the identification of the ideal union. No, things have not always turned out like this, but the effort is made through attendance and hard work. The ideal man never have her think that she isn't loved, nor make her feel unwanted, for in their love there is strength and endurance. There is portion and precedence. While taking care of what needs to be taken care of, she's more important than something else. You are one. And don't forget, ideal men, it takes love more to hold your marriage together. The ideal man for the ideal woman makes no mistakes about true love. It is easy for some young ladies to be swept off their feet and misled. One reason is their foundational home may not have had a male figure in her home, never knowing how a man is supposed to value her and treat her, never having that father-daughter support. And though the fact that some not ever knowing who their father is, they've never experienced that loving, caring covering that they need to be nurtured and demonstrated to them in their lives, in their homes. However, when meeting the ideal man, the love is shown pure. It will not be mistaken nor taken for granted. And through growth, compassion, and confidence, their hearts can be or will be cultivated to grow, to be strong, and live a productive life in a progressed world or in their marriage. Through the ideal man and the ideal woman, the honey gets sweeter and sweeter. The ideal man for the ideal woman will make her feel safe, both physically and emotionally. He considers her weaknesses and her strengths. He helps her to become and gives her faith in knowing she can trust him. She knows she has true love, true united heart, or the uniting of two hearts into one heart by Jesus Christ's divine design for marriage and acceptance. The ideal man for the ideal woman knows that what he wants, knows he wants a certain kind of woman in his life because he wants a woman that is reliable. He is reliable, is stable, with awareness that she knows and has a well-balanced, loyal man. The ideal man is a well-dressed, well-groomed, decent man. He is private, yet listens and is supportive of I am who I am in Christ. He's open and expresses what he thinks and his feelings, how he feels about you. The ideal man for the ideal woman expresses chivalry. Yes, he holds the door open for her, a sign of respect and showing that he has respect and is a gentleman. The ideal man tells her that he loves you and he means it. You're not just an object of sex in his life. You are the real deal. The ideal man for the ideal woman shows her his power, his strength, that he can make things happen. He's a go-getter. He doesn't sit down and waste time. His time is valuable and has meaning. The ideal of a man for the ideal woman has mutual interest in each other from like hobbies, places, things, etc., and has understanding in them and what she likes and what he likes. They are united together to stand, sympathetic, and be pleasant toward each other, and there is peace and harmony, and Christ is always first in their lives.
Amen.
In closing, we need to take a break. In closing,
you're fine.
I would like to say, remember, I got this from some unknown author. God's recipe for happiness isn't a one-shot formula. It is something you need to follow every day. Worry about nothing. Pray about everything. Thank God for anything. And keep your mind on the right thing. If you follow it, the Bible promises, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and mind through Christ Jesus, and according to Philippians 4:7, who's the main ingredient of this formula? The main ingredient of this formula is Jesus Christ. Without him, the happiness formula will just flop. True happiness is the result of having a right relationship with Jesus. Trust and commit following Jesus. Don't let sin separate you from God, and it is only God's grace that can get you back into the right relationship with him and set you on the path toward true happiness. To the ideal man, for the ideal woman. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Wonderful. Let's see, how do we do this now? What I'm going to do is, Stephanie, you want to come back in and say anything?
Well, no, I'll come back in later in a few moments. Go ahead and have your...
Okay, I'm going to do a song, and then after you come back, I'm going to open the lines up and see if anybody has any questions for the panel, if that's fine with y'all. Stephanie? We're going to hear the song from Ronnie Marshall from his... Don't Turn Away From God album. It's called I've Got Jesus' Love. And then I'm going to come back. We'll go to Stephanie, and then we'll open up the floor to see if anybody has any questions from our callers.
Everybody needs to know that in Jesus is a minute.
Yeah. in the mud. Got up this morning, look around. Had plenty, lay back down. I'm filled with water, taking in the sin. Lord, that's a plenty.
And that is Reverend Ron. And that is from his Don't Turn Away From God album. So please support him. And he's on all musical platforms, Amazon, CD Baby, iTunes, anything musical, you can find him. So go out, grab his album, and, you know, support him, because he's always supporting us. So what I'm going to do is have Miss Stephanie come back, and then I will go to our callers and see if anybody has any questions. Miss Stephanie?
Praise God. Praise God. I just thank God. My heart has been blessed. Praise God.
Yes,
to hear.
Yes.
To hear. Because this is what God's ideal man is. And I'm sure the ladies mm-hmm. out there that's listening, I know that that's what you desire from God. Because who wouldn't want a man who loves God more than he loves you? Because if he loves God more than he loves you, you'll know that you're being loved. Praise God. So
yes,
I just thank God for this opportunity to continuously teach us that we're learning that, you know, God has a plan for his women, and God has a plan for his men, and we just want to be in alignment. So when he starts pouring out these blessings, praise God, we'll be in the position to receive. So I just thank you, Ms. Inez, for this opportunity. And I guess we're waiting to see what other people actually have to say, or even the questions they may have to ask.
All right. We're going to start first with the last four, and it's Brother Marcus, 7240. Do you have any questions? Or if you're just listening, you could just say, I'm just listening. If you have any questions for the panel, please go ahead and ask your question.
Not so much a question, but first and foremost, I just want to say thank you to the ladies with the their perspectives and the beautiful input. I would just like to add, and maybe also question to the panel in regards to a lot of things that were stated about the ideal man or the ideal woman and vice versa. One of the things that, you know, me personally, I'm just going to call out and just ask it to the ladies. What are your thoughts on the fact that, you know, we're taught that the man is the head of the household? And I think Ms. Stephanie mentioned that there has been a quote-unquote miscue in terms of what the man is doing or what his – maybe he doesn't understand his purpose anymore, so we kind of got to get him back on track. But I think there's something to be said with what, you know, we see specifically, you know, that's perpetuated in this society. In the U.S., I'm sure it's globally, but in the United States alone, there's been a major uprising in terms of the level of disrespect to men to a degree, and the role of the man as well. I think, you know, having certain aspects of, you know, legal, the law being involved in the households more so than they were in the past. Granted, some of this is necessary. But I think a lot of what I'm also seeing, or maybe not only I think is misunderstood, is the fact that a lot of relationships they're lacking what we call mutual respect, and it's led to a lot of, you know, failed relationships. So I just kind of want to pose that to the panel and get their thoughts on, you know, what are your thoughts on the pecking order in the household, and how do you maintain that, you know, obviously through God, how do you maintain that if you're dealing with a scenario where maybe the man and the woman, they're not truly aligned under God's umbrella? So I'm just going to put that out there.
Good question.
Hey, this is Shawana. What I wanted to say is, when the word talks about the man being the head, headship has to do with oneness. And there is order. There is an order. God, husband, wife, children. That is very true. But headship has to do with oneness, and oftentimes all marriages relationships are going to have problems, trials. But when it gets to the point of what you were saying, when the law is involved, when it's, you know, it's just turmoil, there's no oneness. There's no oneness. When the word tells a man to leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, it's not just him cleaving to her. We have a role to play, too. She's to cleave to him. It's not, though he's the head, the leader, but that's as he's following Christ. But as women, we're his support system. And oftentimes, Marcus, what happens in some situations, women, you know, when we're out of line, when we're out of order, or we want to be in the front. Now, sometimes, and I'll use myself, if that's okay, as an example, I was in a marriage. And in that marriage, I had to be the head. I had to be strong. It was not because I wanted to be. But if I didn't do it, my family was going to fold. It was going to fall because the individual that I was connected to refused. And so, again, the headship has to do with oneness. That means together. That means you move to the left, I move to the left. You move to the right, I move to the right. And what's happening, Mark, is that it's just division. People are unequally yoked now. Oftentimes we marry people that God didn't put us together. He didn't join us together. We joined ourselves. And for what various reasons, you know, various reasons. And when we do that, after all the lovemaking, after all, she's so cute, he's so fine, and this, that, and the other, and when the real problems, trials, storms of life come, we fall apart. You know, we're not together. Oneness does not mean you're going to agree all the time. But when you're one, that means, hey, we can agree to disagree on this, but I love you so much, I'm not going to do anything to intentionally hurt you or hurt our family. You know, we're going to go to God together. And so in this day and age, we're seeing so many relationships and even marriages that God is not the foundation. And so though we're talking about the ideal man for the ideal woman, again, I think as the prophet spoke of women, you know, what's the ideal woman? And we dealt with that last week. And we have a part to play with that. And you are so right. Men are taking a lot of abuse. All men are not scumbags. All men are not walking away from their families. All men are not helping take care of their children. There are some men that are standing up, and the sad part about that oftentimes is for the men that are doing the right thing, it appears that they get it the worst. And so my thoughts on that is often is just pretty much sometimes we connect with the wrong people. A lot of times we don't see it. You know, it's part of our learning. I'll never make that mistake again. Because if it's not God approved, I'm not making no move. Trust me. You know, and so
like that.
When we're unequally yoked, we get them for, you know, they might have a good job or she might have some money or he might have this, you know, and we've all done it because we're unlearned. And then babies start coming or bills start coming or whatever, you know, people die, different stresses come in our marriages. And then you begin, when problems come, that's when you see the real people. You're never going to meet the real person while you're dating. Everybody has on a mask. You know, they might be honest. They might be this. But, you know, think about it. When you're dating somebody, you don't see them angry. Everybody's on their best behavior. You know, they're chewing with their mouth closed. You know, you're not seeing all the bad manners, you know. And so, again, the headship has to do with oneness. You know, it's not so much. It's him leading. But it's kind of both of them leading together, you know. And it's easy to follow a man that is truly following Christ. And so to say to the women that are listening, and I'm going to let somebody else chime in, but with what you're saying, Mark, is the men that are taking the abuse, the men that are standing up, it's just wrong. And I don't have an answer for it. It's just wrong. Women, you know, we need to be taught. We need to be taught. If God gives you this man that's going to be with you through your pregnancy, he gives you this man that, hey, I lost my job, but hey, I'm going to cover you. Don't worry about it. I got the bills. He gives you that man. We got to know how to treat them. We have to know how to honor them. And so just as I tell my daughter, I speak the same thing to my sons and any man that is on here. If you're looking for wife, you want that wife, you pray, you be careful, and you wait. Because if you know you're that man, you've been raised by the Holy Spirit of God, and you know what you bring to the table, you be very careful about the woman that you give your last name to. You be very careful. I'm going to let another sister chime in on that. I'll give it.
Praise God, Marcus. Did you need any more insight on that, or did that help you?
I'm all ears for your perspective, too, Miss Stephanie.
Well, praise God. But totally agree with Sister Shawana. But it's sad to me when legal has to enter, because God never intended for us to take what we should take to God, to take to the secular world, because the secular world is going to give you secular answers for a holy issue. Praise God. So I would suggest that you would just stand strong, to do it, pray, trust God to work it out. It's not always easy, especially when you're doing everything as a man knows to do that would please God. So God, it's not like God does not see. He see, he hear, and he knows everything. And he's going to work it out. Sometimes the weight, it can be heavy on our hearts and our minds, but you have to stand and trust God. I never have understood why people would bring in, again, outside sources, unless it's a praying mother, a praying father, you know, a praying grandmother. You know, to pray you through or to encourage, but you have to have two willing partners. And if one is not willing, that means that you just going to have to trust God. He's going to make a way for you, but you just have to stand strong. You just have to be focused, because, again, as Shawana, I think she hit on it, the Lord said, a man who finds a wife finds a good thing, but he is to leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife. But again, the wife, she doesn't stay with her parents. She has to leave her parents and their ideas and influences that against the word of God, against the ordinance of marriage from God's point of view. And that's her responsibility. So many times, I know you see it, that you have me and my friends, we've talked about this many times. You have a good man, a loving man, a compassionate man, a man that is taking the headship role to be what God called him to be in his family, and then he get connected with a not holy woman. Praise God. He get connected with ghetto fabulous, or he gets connected with a bougie, and then once he gets connected with her and he loves her with all his heart, and then she began to treat him as less than a man, or vice versa. You have this pants sagging, no work and no job having man, and he'll get with a loving, God fearing, respectful woman and totally disrespects her, and she tries to do all that she can excuse me, to be that woman God told her to be, the wife, the mother, and it doesn't work because she's unappreciative, and that comes from being unequally yoked. I've done it, been there, done that. Tried to do everything that I could according to the word and will of God. But one thing about it, God don't bless no mess. Now, if you were connected with her and then she found, you know, come in contact and understood the Lord and accepted him as her Savior, there's a chance. But it's really hard. It's a challenge when you're unequally yoked. Praise God. But God. Praise God.
Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for those answers, and thank you for that question, Marcus. The next person is 9905. Do you have any questions of the panel? Would you tell us who you are and where you're calling from, or are you just listening? That's 9905.
First of all, I just thank you, Lord God, for being God. I thank him for all things. I enjoyed listening to all three of the ladies, Shawana, Stephanie, and Sheila, and I just totally, appreciate it. Prophetess Mae Carroll, she's my sister. My name is Deborah Caperton from Kansas City, Kansas, and I enjoyed what my nephew Marcus had to say. I just enjoyed the whole thing.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for joining
us.
Talking
about the idea of a man. and the same as idea of a woman.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Deborah. Thank you so much. Amen. And our next our next caller is 1110. Do you have any let's see if we can get this thing. Do you have any questions for the panel? Would you tell us where you're calling from and who you are, please?
Hello there. My name is Amanda. I'm actually calling from Bethesda, Maryland. I am a friend of this. Hello there. It's my son, Marcus. And I've enjoyed listening to all you ladies very much. This is a great talk about the ideal woman. I've enjoyed it greatly.
Blessings to you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you. And just don't let this be your last time, because they've been having some well, this is their second time on the air, but they've had some wonderful conversations, and I just appreciate them coming and explaining to us what is ideal, basically. So thank you so much for joining us, Ms. Amanda. And our next caller is 3718. Would you tell us who you are and where you're calling from, and if you have any questions of the panel?
Yes, I'm Cheyenne calling from Pine Bluff. I don't have any questions, just was listening, but I would like to mention it was very informative, helped me to understand why I've had failed relationships because of being unequally yoked and not understanding, you know, who I was as a woman in Christ first. It definitely was taking heed to that. But it was very, very great listening. And so I'd just like to say that. That's all.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us all the way from Pine Bluff and these wonderful ladies. Thank you so much, Ms. Cheyenne. And our next caller is 2554. Would you tell us who you are and where you're calling from, and if you have any questions or are just listening?
Hi, I'm Rika from Flint, Michigan. I don't have any questions. I was just listening.
Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us today. And we're so glad to have you join us and that you're even just listening. And don't forget to share this, and I'll go through all the wonderful stuff after we go through each and every person on the line. And then we have none other than Reverend Ron Marshall, who has also joined us. If you want to say anything, Reverend Marshall.
Yes, I'd just like to say God bless all of these women of God, and God bless you, Inez, and all of the listeners. You know, this is what we need. I mean, this has been informative for the ideal guy and also the unideal guy. This has been very informative because the one that's not the ideal guy, he got information from a woman that can get him up to speed.
Yes.
Now, the ideal guy, he's got to even polish up his act some more, too, so things can keep rolling with the God's ideal woman. So, yes, I agree with everything that was said. And for the most part, now, this is a powerful, powerful, powerful segment. And thank God for Prophetess May. And, wow, you know, y'all got a lot of point of views that's so strong until it would tame a gorilla. Keep up the good work. God bless you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. That was Reverend Ron. And we played his music earlier, two selections so far. And like I say, go and support him on iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon, any musical platform that's out there, you know, go and grab his CD. It's good, and it's for the times, you know. Don't turn away from God, because when you turn away from God, then you are unevenly yoked. So therefore, once you listen to his music, you'll get on the correct platform. So thank you, thank you, thank you, Reverend Ron. Thank you so much. Anything else from the wonderful ladies of women of God? They have anything else to say?
Well, ma'am, I think we've given as much as God's given us. Praise God.
And do you have a topic for next week?
Not quite. Be a consultant, the Lord.
Okay. Okay, not a problem. I like what I think Shawana said. If it's not God approved, I'm not going to move. I like that. That was good. I may have to steal that, Shawana, so don't be surprised if you hear that elsewhere. But for the announcements, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was saying no problem. Use it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. For our announcements, our Sunday service, first Sunday service, we have communion with Reverend Carolyn McCullough out of Arlington, Texas, and that's at 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Eastern, just like you joined in today. On Tuesday, as Ms. Inez says, let's talk about it again with Wally Bond, Mega Bread's Crumbs, and it's WhatsApp, and he's going to talk about an app that's going to help a lot of people get fed and hopefully put money in their pockets. And then on the 5th, again, we have the View of the Kingdom, and they're from Pine Bluff, and that's who we have on the line this evening, the wonderful women of God from Pine Bluff who have given us so much to digest and to take in and just, you know, think about, you know, who the ideal man is and isn't and who the ideal woman is and isn't. So thank you. And then on Thursday, after we have the wonderful women, we have Keeping It Real with Sergeant Park, and he'll be on at 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m. Eastern. He's not sure what he's going to talk about either, but it's always good to join in. So again, thank you so much for our guests from the View of the Kingdom, Stephanie Jordan Dean, Prophetess Mae Carroll, Shawana Williams, and Sheila Owens Brown on the ideal man for the ideal woman. And set your time next week to join us at the same time, 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central, and 6 p.m. Eastern. And throughout the week, once they give me their title, I'll be having them in their announcements. So if you have a topic you'd like to discuss, please contact us at Let's Do It Radio. You can email me, and we can discuss a topic that you'd like to talk about. And don't forget to share this, what you've heard this night, on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, whatever you want to do, because this is some powerful information that needs to get out to all people, not just some people, but to all people. So thank you. And if you want to hear this again or share this, you can go to doitallinthemall.com and click on the radio icon on the right-hand side of the screen, and you can go and listen to God's Ideal Woman first. And like I said, that has been heard 94 times, if it hasn't been 100 times already from today. And just continue that that trilogy or those episodes, and just listen for, you know, just listen to what God has for you, and you could be a changed person by the end of the time you listen to that segment. So again, thank you to each and every one of you who has joined me. I have been your hostess for the evening, Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Anais Baku Designs, and you can get in touch with me on www.anaisebalcour.com, and on Facebook and Instagram, I'm the same, anaisebalcour. And thank you for joining us. And if you got something on your chest, don't keep it to yourself, and join us and let's talk about it. And we could be discussing your topic. So again, be happy in the skin you're in, and don't forget to give something away free, like a smile. I see everybody smiling now, and watch the value of a person just appreciate. We're going to hear the song, Don't Turn Away from God, from the Reverend Lonnie Marshall album, and then we'll be closing out in a prayer. Again, thank you. Be safe throughout the week, and until we meet again, thank you for joining us, in Jesus' precious name. Radio on the air. You can always cash out to ANAISEVALCOUR and the dollar sign before dollar sign ANAISEVALCOUR. Please stay blessed and be blessed. And thank you again, ladies, women of God, for that wonderful and timely message and words on the ideal man for the ideal woman.
Lord Jesus, we ask you to help us to understand and strengthen us to provide for ourselves and our communities by working together. It takes each and every one of us to come together as the kings and queens that we are and have always been. Thank you.